Dear listeners, welcome to a brand new episode of Timeless Stories. Here we go back in time to relive magic and adventure and explore mythology. We are listening to lesser known stories from the Ramayana this season, and we are on to the third story. Ramayana is the story of the life of Rama, which was composed by sage Valmiki, whose story was the very first story we listened to in this series. In our previous story, we explored some ancestors of Rama. Do you remember any names? Dilipa, that's right. That's absolutely right. Anyway, in today's story, we visit Rama and Sita in the forest of Chitrakoot, which is in present-day Madhya Pradesh in India. Rama is very tired and is resting his head on Sita's lap. Shall we go find out what happens next? Come with me. Come on, let's go. Rama was asked to leave his kingdom, the kingdom of Ayodhya, by his stepmother Kaikeyi. His brother Lakshmana and his wife Sita decided to go with him. They moved around from place to place and spent a fair bit of time in the forest of Chitrakoot. When they were living in the forest, they did not have all the luxuries of living in a palace. So they had to work really hard. For example, they had to chop wood, build their own huts or shelter, gather food, stay safe from wild animals. So much to do, and that could get really tiring. One day, Rama was really tired. So he rested his head on Sita's lap and was sleeping. It was quite peaceful. All of a sudden, a crow swooped down out of nowhere and pecked Sita's foot. Do you know what a crow is? A crow is a bird. It is meant to be quite intelligent. It is black in color. It's got a strong beak and claws. Crows are omnivores, which means they pretty much eat anything. Like many birds, crows can sometimes attack humans, and that is what happened with Sita in our story. This crow pecked Sita's foot. Sita was both startled and hurt. She shook all of a sudden. Rama woke up at this sudden movement and asked Sita, "What happened, dear?" Sita said, "I didn't mean to wake you up. There was this crow. It pecked at my foot." And she pointed at her foot. The foot was scratched. Rama looked around and couldn't find the crow. Sita said, "That's okay. Rest up. I'm sure it won't come back again." Rama put his head back down on Sita's lap and closed his eyes. This time, Sita rested her back against a tree too and closed her eyes. The cool breeze put them both to sleep. The crow came back again and attacked Sita again by pecking and scratching her foot. "Ouch!" Sita yelled this time as she woke up from her short nap. Rama woke up startled. He noticed the crow flying away. Sita's foot was bleeding this time and she was in pain. Sita was crying and she said, "It's the same crow. It attacked me again." Rama was very angry. This time he closed his eyes and focused on the crow and realized that this crow was no ordinary one. He was Kakasura, the mischievous son of Indra, the king of gods. This Kakasura was up to mischief all the time. Rama was angry that Sita was attacked not just once but twice by Kakasura. Kakasura flew away by now, and Rama did not have any bow and arrows to shoot at him, so he picked up a blade of grass and chanted a mantra to invoke a very powerful divine weapon known as the Brahmastra. This Brahmastra, as I said, is really powerful. Very, very few people know how to use this weapon. It is meant to be like a fireball, and if it is used at a specific person or animal, it would destroy them permanently. And if it was used on Earth, it was meant to be worse than a nuclear weapon. Can you imagine that? So Rama turned a blade of grass into this mighty weapon and hurled it in the direction of the crow and wished for the crow to be destroyed. The weapon searched for Kakasura and went after him. Kakasura knew that he would be killed by the weapon, so he flew to Indra and said, "Father, please save me from this Brahmastra." Indra knew what had happened. He said, "Sorry, son, this is the Brahmastra used by Rama. The only person that can save you now is Rama." Kakasura didn't want to go to Rama. He flew to Brahma and he got the same response. He went to Shiva and got the same response. Everyone he went to said that he could only be saved by Rama himself. Having no choice, he flew to Rama's feet and surrendered. He gave up and he said, "Rama, I am really sorry I troubled Sita. Please save me from the Brahmastra." Although Rama was really angry, he couldn't say no to someone who had come seeking protection. He said, "I can't take the weapon back, but I can reduce the impact. It will still hit you, but you won't die. Where do you want it to hit you?" Kakasura thought for a second and said, "One of my eyes then." So the weapon flew and hit Kakasura's eye, and he became blind in one eye, but his life was spared. Rama helped Sita back to their hut, where her injuries healed in a few days. That is how, my dear listeners, Kakasura escaped what would have been a certain death for him. Did you know, even though crows have two eyes, they only use one eye at a time to see? Do you think it's because of Rama's Brahmastra? We don't know about that, but usually birds see better with one eye than two, which means their monocular vision is better than their binocular vision. In our next story, we will listen to more unexplored stories from the Ramayana. Till then, make sure you listen, enjoy and share, and don't forget to leave a rating. I'm Divya and you're listening to Timeless Stories. Thank you for listening.